Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's right. We got more Astros breaking news on this Thursday. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Brandon Scott in for the fellas here on In the Loop. Figgy Fig holding it down on the other side of the glass. More breaking news. We told you at the end of last hour, Alex Cintron's not coming back as hitting coach for the Astros. Either as Snicker, co-hitting coach. Either as the catcher's coach. And now, more breaking news from Chandler Rome. The Astros have fired head athletic trainer Jeremiah Randall after 10 seasons in that role with the club. Not parting ways like those other coaches. This is a firing of the athletic trainer. I'm sure many Astro fans are rejoicing out there.
Oh, how y'all going to be rejoicing on a man losing his job like that?
Man, listen, we are. Look, I imagine if he been working.
They tell us that every day, every time somebody get let go.
Hey, he been working for the Astros this long. I'm sure he's been paid handsomely. And if he's a medical professional, he'll be able to find a job in the medical profession in no time. I'm sure Jeremiah Randall will be just fine. But I will say, now we cooking with grease here. When we talk about Astros news, breaking news, like I think a lot of fans rejoiced at the idea of them parting ways with the hidden coach, because the hidden coach is just, for a while now, it has been a relevant question. But I don't think there's been a bigger question when it comes to the Astros than how it is that they deal with injuries, from the diagnosis to their return to play procedure, which has been a topic, to be fair. Now, I know he's being fired here and right now, but this has been a conversation piece for years, for no less than 3 years, even back going back to the James Click days. This was something that James Click had promised to review or audit or go over, and then he was promptly fired that winter. Now, not because of this specifically, I don't think. I think it was for other reasons, but it did raise questions to if that ever happened, since the guy in charge, or the guy that said it was going to happen, was no longer in charge and no longer around. So did they do that return to play audit that they were supposed to do 3 years ago, ahead of the disasters that we saw this year, namely the Yordan Alvarez situation? I feel like that was embarrassing. That was a really difficult thing to come back from as an organization, and then specifically for Jeremiah Randall to go out there and to diagnose him with a strain or inflammation or whatever they said it was at the time.
Yeah.
Put him out there in front of God in the world to basically perform a light show at batting practice, and then he complains of pain, and then you do the imaging after the batting practice just to find out that not only is his hand broken, not only does he have a fracture, but it's so damn fractured that it's almost healed. You know, like it's 60% healed means that it was 60% broke at some point. And you didn't know it, right? So, yeah, they should have done imaging before and not after that batting practice. And the fact that they didn't is an indictment on somebody, and that has to fall at the feet of the leader, and that is Jeremiah Randall. So this is not surprising, but I think even bigger news than the news that we were discussing in the previous segment of the hidden coaches, the main athletic trainer and medical guy being gone, is them acknowledging that whatever they've been doing with their medicals so far up to this point is not good enough.
Yeah, I agree with you. This was the biggest problem. It needed to be addressed. I say credit to the Astros for actually addressing the two biggest concerns with the hitting staff and now with the medical staff as well. There was a texter earlier when we were given the Cintron news who said, do something with the medical staff and then you'll have my attention. Well, they just followed up and said, yep, now they have my attention.
Yeah, I hope, yeah, I was going to say, I hope you stay listening. Yeah, I hope you stay listening for that. We hear you. We see you. We got you.
Yeah, so actually props to the Astros because a lot of times teams will just try to run it back or they won't make any changes or they'll sit on their hands. In this case, I mean, he's been in this role for 10 years. It would have been easy to just move forward with him, but it was an utter disaster and embarrassment this year from a medical perspective and even prior to this year. And it got to that breaking point where something needed to change this offseason. Otherwise, it'd be hard to try to continue to peddle some of the narratives we heard around these injuries and even just the idea of being all in and serious and try to sell that to not only your fans, but really the players, too, who are actually going through this. And look, we're not there, and I don't want to put somebody down who's a lot smarter than me in this regard, but if you're the players, I wonder if there was a certain point of thinking, like, are we getting the best treatment possible? Are we being taken care of? Like, what is going on here with just all the setbacks and the lengthier returns and some of the messages we got publicly that things did not play out that way whatsoever? So good on the Astros for addressing the two big concerns and making things happen today by making changes with the hitting staff and now the medical staff as well.
And then also, if you just want to take emotion and narrative out of it for a second, which I think all of those things are valid because they are based off of realities. But if you just want to look at the cold hard facts or the data here, baseball perspective, this is according to Baseball Perspective and Fangraphs, and I'm reading this from Chandler Rome's article in The Athletic, reporting on this breaking news about them firing or dismissing their longtime head athletic trainer, Jeremiah Randall. According to Baseball Perspective and Fangraphs, no team lost more potential value to injuries this season than the Astros. And he points out that ended up ending their eight-year streak or their eight-season streak of postseason appearances under the weight of that attrition. It was because of that attrition. It was because of that that really poor injury luck, or if you don't want to call it luck, injury history that really did them in on top of them not performing well enough on at the plate. So yeah, this is a move that it felt like, I'm not gonna say 100% had to be made, but definitely something that they had to look at, and clearly whatever they looked at led them to making this decision.
Yeah, something needed to be changed, whether that was someone losing their job or just the way you approach things, whatever, how you do that job. Right. Something needed to be changed for sure. On the
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Next line, hallelujah, the Astros finally answered my wish. Get rid of the hitting coaches and the medical staff. Congratulations, Jim Crane. Other people saying, great job, Crane. Light up a cigar. Let's regroup for the future. As long as the Texans don't hire him, I'm okay with it. Someone else said that.
Funny. But you know what? A next day point, perhaps, but I'll make it now. This does, at least in my view, put Dana Brown and Joe Espada on the hot seat. Yes. Like when you make a drastic change and it doesn't work, to me, and especially when you had a season where you did not have the success, like if you can lean on, well, we still made the postseason, hey, we're still competitive, we still got the results, then that's its own thing. Like in the Texans regard, right? Like they fire the offensive coordinator. If it doesn't work out with Nick Caley, that doesn't necessarily mean that D'Amico Ryans' job is in jeopardy, because they still got the results. Now, we'll see how this year plays out, but they've still been going to the playoffs, still been winning, even last year when they had all those questions about the offense and subsequently fired the offensive coordinator. You don't make the postseason. You have a year before that where you do make the postseason, but you barely make it, like on the last day, and when you get there, you get swept at home. Like, so back-to-back seasons of that, not having the results, and then you make the drastic changes of firing the hitting coaches and getting rid of the head athletic trainer, it removes all excuses and benefit of the doubt for the remaining leaders of the team, which to me appears to be the general manager and the manager who are coming back, and the other guys that are relevant are leaving. So those guys are being sent out. So those guys, to me, their seat gets a little bit warmer now because they have fewer excuses to not have the Astros perform in 2026.
For sure, yeah, those excuses are gone. That's why I thought Espada deserved more credit this year than blame. I mean, you mentioned that stat from Chandler Rome. This was like the most injured or the most impactful injuries for any team, and they still almost made the playoffs. They exceeded their win total from the preseason that was set by Vegas. They exceeded expectations despite being maybe the most injured team of all time. And so I did not understand the narrative around Espada the last couple of weeks about, you know, get rid of this guy. I thought he deserves credit. But with that said, I mean, we have to see how things play out next year. Maybe the more things change, the more they stay the same. But now that you've made some changes here or making changes on the medical staff, you hope that it removes these injuries and that excuse or that concern. And then, like I said, with the hitting coaches, you know, it's hard to blame anyone else at this point if the Astros do not succeed next year. And next in line would be that manager and potentially GM as well. So it's good news for the Astros, good news for the Astros fans, probably good news for Joe Espada as well to try to do his job better. But, yeah, now the onus is on you. And that's why, as I said, the last 48 hours, I mean, I think he'll be managing for his job in 2026.
Yeah, well, on the point on how things change, or, like, the more things change, the more they stay the same, like, I am curious to see, and this is just more from a fans or slash media perspective. I don't think that what I'm about to say here necessarily impacts winning. I think that other stuff we talked about, like misdiagnoses, a poor return to play procedure, those are the things that really, really matter. And we'll see, like, if that improves. But just from an optics and a communication standpoint, I do wonder if they'll communicate about injuries differently, right? Like, they've been notoriously closed-mouthed and I don't want to say shady, but just a little odd with how they talk about injuries. We all know this, know what I'm talking about. I wonder with a new regime or with new leadership there, if any of that changes at all, if they'll be a little bit more open, there'll be a little bit more transparency, given the fact that it's gone the way that it's gone over the last couple of years, especially with the Alvarez thing.
Yeah,
like, to me, that was the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, it seemed like they were kind of open with it, but it seemed like, where it was coming from Dana Brown and Joe Espada, it seemed like they were kind of clueless of what was going on.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to put it.
So maybe they will. They probably will tell what's going on and probably be a little more accurate.
Yeah, then I think that's fair.
Than them saying, hey, Alvarez, he's looking good right now. And it's like, damn.
That's a fair way to put it, because, look, Dana Brown, for better and or for worse, is a blunt talker. Like, he says what he's thinking and what he means and means what he says. And so if he's giving you kind of the feeling of, like, shadiness, or you're not really sure what he's talking about, it's probably because he's not really sure what he's talking about, because if he knows, he's going to tell you.
Yeah.
I also think part of it, though, is Dana Brown seems to be a very positive person. And so I think he always tries to give these positive updates. And then when these guys don't progress as quickly, or there is a setback or something, it makes everyone look silly. When he was talking about, like, Pena might be back this weekend, and then the next day, actually, he has fractured ribs, whatever that injury was. He's going to be on the IL and be out for a while.
Yeah.
Same with, like, Yordan. You know, I think he just always leans to, like, the glass half full, and then that's where he kind of steps in it at
times. I don't know. I feel like more what Figgy said, maybe it was just because they were getting bad info.
Could have been.
Because I don't feel like he'd do that if he got the real full picture. Now, Espada, I would agree, like, is definitely the glass half full, sunshines and rainbows positive guy, for sure. Dana Brown has a little bit of that, but he's a little bit more blunt and straight to the point, I feel like, than maybe than a spotter is. But again, like how Figgy was mentioning, maybe he was just straight up getting bad information and yeah. probably didn't like looking silly on the back end of it when what he said yeah. wasn't nowhere close to the truth.
It could have been a thing where this medical staff was like, oh, yeah, Peña be back in he'll be out for about a week. Just put him on a 15-day DL or IL. Yeah. And now he got Dana Brown looking stupid, and we sitting there blaming Dana Brown for giving us bad information.
Yeah, right. Maybe it's the medical staff that were the glass half full people, and then yeah. Dana Brown and the spotter were just repeating that.
It's kind of like when somebody asks you, hey, how far are you? Oh, I'm like 5 minutes away, but yeah. you really like 20, 30 minutes away.
I do
away.
That all the time.
Yeah, I'm leaving the house. Actually, I'm just getting out to bed. Yeah. I'm about to brush my teeth.
Yep. Yeah,
we see that. Hey, this is a pretty good pull from Samuel Radford on the YouTube page. Y'all check us out on YouTube, presented by the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers. But this is kind of a subtle reference, but if you know, you know. What's Michael Brantley up to these days? Now, I don't know if he's saying that to make Michael Brantley the hitting coach, or if he's referencing like late days of Michael Brantley injuries.
He's always injured.
Yeah, always injured, and then also just not really feeling like you knew what was going on with him toward the end. So that's a pretty good pull. Whichever one you mean, I co-sign the comment. Whether that's Michael Brantley, the hidden coach, or what's he up to these days, because our updates from the medical staff that has now been jettisoned are not exactly accurate or reliable.
Hey, the Angels are apparently interested in Pujols as their manager, so why not Astros bring back Michael Brantley as the hitting coach?
Ooh. What are the Angels doing?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's an evergreen question. Yes. Who knows?
Yes. What are the Angels doing? Ellipses, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Forever.
Never know what they're doing. Even though this was baseball talk, the breaking news being that the Astros have moved on from their hitting coach, assistant hitting coach, catcher's coach, now head athletic trainer. That's the breaking news today, is the Astros make changes. But even though we were talking about Astros, let me tell you that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long by visiting ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And if you missed our Texans talk from earlier, you can always go back on that YouTube stream, go back and listen to the podcast later on, or use the rewind function in the Odyssey app as well. But when we come back, it's time, as we do each and every day, for Figgy's mixtape. Figgy, what do we have going on today?
Yeah, so have you ever ran across a criminal that the police was currently looking for? Well, a reporter actually ran across a criminal live during this little stand-up outside. So I got the great audio of that, and I'll play it for you.
Oh, it sounds like an F around and find out kind of situation.
Can't wait to hear it. We'll do it next in the loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.